So continuing our wonderful No Crying Christmas marathon of westerns, this week we're going to be talking about the 1976 film directed by Don Siegel, starring John Wayne, Lauren Bacall, and Ron Howard, that being The Shootist. Damien,
yes.
This was the one on the list that you picked because you hadn't seen it,
which I'm sure
when you type Western into the internet, it just checks off everything to say, no, you've seen this already, right? So I'm sure you called the internet a liar and said this was a fake movie at one point or another.
I called Google, like, what is this? And they're like, don't call this number.
So what is it that you get when you find a Western starring John Wayne and Elder John Wayne, but directed by the man who gave us movies such as Dirty Harry?
What you get is what I have...
I like Dirty Harry a lot.
What me and my uncle have deemed old man Western. Where the thing that made old man great is not what you're going to watch. This is post-great gunslinger dealing with old man issues. And we don't like these Westerns.
You don't like it when they get a cancer? No?
No.
No?
When Jimmy Stewart goes, you've got a cancer.
Right. We don't like when all of their greatness happens off-screen. And what we have is the empty shell of a once great gunslinger. That is not. Waiting for a great man to die does not a good movie make. The problem with these types of westerns are nothing happens. He comes to town and he's told he's deading. And the people find out and try to hurry it along. And he smokes all but one person, and then the movie is over. This is a formula. This is paint by numbers what this movie is. There's always an excitable young man or young men that find out Ron Howard. And are annoying to no end.
Happy days, Ron Howard.
It is like there's just nothing to this movie. Like, he doesn't achieve anything. He is the fastest gun in the West, which you've heard in every single way. Like, that's how you survive in the West, by being the fastest. And you don't get to see any of that. You just get this broken down man that wants to see the countryside. That's not a Western anyone wants to see. And he finds a beautiful widow that doesn't like him at first, and then falls in love with him, but doesn't want to see.
You have to say it.
What?
Your rule. You have to say the rule.
This movie is like, because it's this type of movie, no one cares what she did. Can't be her fault. This movie sucks. She did break the rule. Stop, love, man. We've told them this time and time again. But no, this, like, he comes to town and then there's a shootout at the end and the movie's over. That is what happens. And it takes 2 hours to complete this. And in the 2 hours, you learn nothing. He survived because he was the fastest, and there's nothing else. There's just nothing about these movies, and they make so many of them. It's like John Wayne got old and they realized they couldn't have him young and gunslinging and jumping up and down, but there's all this reverence towards him. So he's it's his Gran Torino, except worse. Like, he's just an old man that used to be great, and that you put in movies because of the name, and have him do some Dirty Harry type shit, but it does not. It falls flat on its face because there's nothing doing. Now I realize why it is that I've never seen this one. Because, I had to scroll for a bit to get to this movie. Like, the Google thing, I think I was four of the sheets in before I finally saw it. And the only reason I chose it is because I really do like the name The Shooties is a strong name for a Western.
It's a good name.
But it does not belong on this shitty Western.
But, so Damien, my question to you then would be, is which one is better? Do you prefer this movie, or do you prefer the more recent remake starring Mark Wahlberg?
The Mark Wahlberg, Michael Peña one is the one that I like the most. Because you saw him at his prime.
Wow.
Shooting.
So you really don't like this movie?
Also, and like they had a spin-off with Clive Owen and a carrot. And also enjoyed that
movie. That movie was quite enjoyable.
People hate that movie.
Yeah, they do, but they're
wrong. Can I get Drive angry in the middle of all of this?
No. Even though I haven't actually watched that movie.
The joke is about shoot in the title. Yeah. So, you can Drive angry doesn't mean you can.
If it was called Shoot Angry, right. Then, you know.
Right. And there's also Shutters. But I can't remember any of the people in that
me
movie.
Me neither. But so the funny thing is that I actually really like this movie.
I don't like it. Yeah, at all.
I really like this
You're
movie.
Bad at Western.
It's great. So John Western is what I was about to say.
That should really be his name at this point. He's made enough of them.
No. He gets a cancer.
Yes.
And
I think that is what you're enjoying.
I really do like that. But
how they refer to his hush tones.
But no, I do like kind of, and what I almost said to you, though, I know they're very different movies, right? And mm-hmm. we both like this movie, as I'm about to compare it with. And I know that the reason we like it is very different from how this movie can be described. But what you described a while ago, where you were talking about, well, you know, not much happens for 5 hours and then there's a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you just described Unforgiven, which is one of my favorite Westerns. And yours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, I wonder, how that can...
In Unforgiven, there is something that triggers the event.
And there's a slow building tension.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And this has that to a certain degree, but it's just... what it is it's not driven by revenge, which you and I have a predisposition to enjoying. Right. Yeah. But this movie has that. It doesn't build up the tension in the same way, because when you have... In Unforgiven, essentially you have this sort of deep-seated hatred that slowly comes to the forefront and eventually bubbles over. This isn't as malevolent or as driving necessarily as that. This is, as you said, this guy has found out, well, it's been, a long life, it's time for me to go. And he... really just has to... Essentially what he's doing is he's dealing with the indignity of his situation and realizing slowly but surely he doesn't want to get there. He doesn't want to be the old man sitting in a chair who needs to be fed food and, bathed by other people. He doesn't want to be that given where he's coming from and the life that he's led. But there are still... There are still things about that I enjoy. I mean, clearly, I think the end scene is pretty good. I love how it opens as well, with an old man showing a young man that he still got it. Right?
Give me your wallet.
Yup.
Pew pew.
And... in the middle, there are all these kind of moments, and I don't know. It's not necessarily the heartwarming nature of them, though you can look at it that way. But there are these just moments that he has where, he encounters a former nemesis in Carradine, right? I can't remember his name in the movie, his character name. There's moments when he develops this relationship with the widow with, what was her name? Was it Maeve or something like that? Where he also develops a relationship with the son, with Ron Howard. And, you know, he becomes kind of like that father figure that he didn't have. He teaches him, you know, things and right and wrong and all this shit. But it...
Did he teach him?
Well, he tried.
Or those lessons.
The lessons were...
Uh-huh.
Don't drink and shoot.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Don't sell another man's horse.
Clearly. Horse thievery is punishable by death.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, is horse thievery punishment by death or punishment by horse laughing? Do you horse laugh at somebody until they horse die? I feel like horse is this adverb, this huge adverb in the West.
The old time.
Where if you add horse to any word, it becomes like a superlative. It's like the Uber of the West.
I mean, we couldn't bring it back. 2017, year of the horse.
The year of the horse.
I say we make it goats.
No, goat.
No, but you can't goat laugh. Goat what's laugh that? But no, that's no.
Imagine that person who you meet who is a goat laughing, who you can say that is a goat laugh,
and you go, "I'm never speaking to any of you people as long as I live."
No, but I just love the development, and you see into kind of, you see into this character, and you get to see a bit of his past. You get to have that feeling of. You get to go on this journey with him of him realizing, you know what, I don't, this death is not the death that I want kind of thing. And he's searching for his own kind of dignity or respect in death. And he's looking to meet it on his own terms. I like that story.
Oh, that's fine.
I really like this movie. It was pretty good.
So,
It was very, very Kansas City.
Very, very cancer sick.
Cool.
So he decided to deal with his cancer in the best way possible. I have to say I agree with Douglas. I quite like this movie. And that means that of this Western marathon, the indicator for good is John Wayne.
John Western.
John Western, sorry. Mm-hmm. Can I say John Western Wayne? Is that allowed?
It's too much.
Too much. Yeah.
And say best Western.
And what Douglas didn't really talk about too much was kind of the comedy of this movie, right? The continual bringing back of the sheriff, or the marshal who just shows up, who just continually begging him, can you just die, right? In all of the wonderful ways he can do it.
Yeah.
That opening scene, Andrew, with the sheriff. The first scene where we see him and he's coming up. He's like, "All right, I have a job to do. Let's get this done. Game face on." And then he slowly finds out
that he's dead.
Oh, that was great.
Wonderful. All of the scenes in which John Wayne walks in and basically the other man thinks he's going to win in whatever duel we're talking about, whether it be guns, words, or just backstabbingness. I think about one specifically is the barbershop scene with the Undertaker, and where you just watch John Wayne just come up from under and be like, no, we're doing it this way. And like the way the scenes are played out are in a way that it's just perfect comedy timing. And I like how it works. And add to it all of what Douglas brought in, the opening with the give me your wallet, the ending with the shoot up at the ending, which, weirdly enough, like it felt really weird because I don't know if you can say this is at all normal about Westerns, but it's the first time I see someone invite three men to a gunfight and they all take turns. I just assumed it would have been a free-for-all and we would have had, like, one bloody outing. But sure, it was still cool anyways.
It's a bloody affair.
Pew, pew.
The scenes between him and Ron Howard, like Ron Howard was definitely grating me throughout most of this movie. But they were there, right? I forgave them, right? Because I like John Wayne that much
and also
throughout
it's,
all of
it's
this
intentional.
Movie.
It's intentional. Right? It does serve a purpose.
Is it intentional?
Yes, it is.
Like
Think your definition of intentional and mine are too different.
Like Ron Howard to me thought he was still in the Andy Griffith Show. And
starring.
All right.
And he had to do that. Oh golly, kind of stuff. which like
someone to paint the little freckles on his face.
I was very happy to have finally. So I don't watch a lot of westerns.
Really,
I do listen to some hip hop though.
Okay,
is it called hip hop or rap?
There ain't no space program.
Do you want me to school you on the difference, son? So
I was listening to that album earlier.
So I know a name. I've never actually seen this fella in action. That name is Scatman Crothers. I know it not because of westerns, but because of hip hop, and I understand now why it's a big deal in hip hop. Because clearly he's the only black man in the goddamn movie. And it's funny because I always call him, when I think about him, his name isn't Scatman Crothers; it's Scatman Carruthers, because that's how they always pronounce it. Yeah. Because I'm sure they're always looking for that extra syllable. They haven't timed the flow correctly.
Right, to line up the bars.
All right, I have to line this up.
When you see, you know, the ridiculous amount of westerns that I've seen, there's the ones that you like and the ones that you don't like. And I don't actually see what it is you guys like about this one. Like, you've explained it, but I see, like, it's that feeling like someone saw a different movie from the one you saw. Because the things that you've described are things that annoyed me in this movie. Like 100%. The thing outside of the revenging in westerns, what I enjoy is having someone set a task and then, to the best of their abilities, fulfill the task by the end of the movie. It is simple and doesn't make for great, like, far-reaching stories. It's very narrow. It's the thing that, like, not all westerns are like this. There's some that stretch far and wide and tell overlapping stories. But the ones that stay with me and the ones that I rewatch and have enjoyed throughout the years are the ones where the people are driven by some code to get something done. And these movies do the exact opposite. He has now lived his life by this code, and now at the very end, he is trying to come to terms with his life. But other people still see him as a goal, like a target. But instead of the movie like setting him up early and then leaving him there and then showing all the other people and their motivations to put him out of his misery, they stay with him. And then there's just random people that he shoots through windows.
Like, I think the movie you're looking for, which this movie reminded me a little bit of, but it was almost the other version of it. A much older one with Gregory Peck that I saw a long time back called Gunfighter.
Yes, that is what I want.
Right?
You've described a far superior movie. Right.
I love The Gunfighter. Yeah. That's a great movie.
It's better than this one. Right?
And, you know, it has that same old-timey movie ending where you have the guy say the thing at the end and he's like, no, you're the guy, right?
So, yeah.
I'll give you that curse, right? Mm-hmm. You can be the greatest gunfighter.
You're now the fastest whatever, and you go, oh yeah, he's just going to live the same miserable life that this lunatic just lived. And you go, yeah.
But what if the gunfighter actually lived to be 60 and it now has cancer?
Cool. Then his life is now boring, as you can see. Hey, you know what I want to see in the middle of a western? How about we get a fancy carriage and ride it out to the countryside? And have me dress up and go get whatever in wherever. No, dog, I don't want to see
it. You know what was actually weird for me? And I don't think this really even matters that much, because it doesn't really even play too crazily into the movie. I think this is the first time I'm seeing a movie like this, sort of a western setting. And I think it might be the time, this being the late 70s with Siegel, where repeatedly throughout the movie you see them switch to almost a handheld camera going down these hallways.
Following people. Right? Yeah.
And you would see them at a distance. You wouldn't get these super close ups or anything. Mm-hmm. It's not even like the Searchers where you have that one shot through the doorway.
Right. The cameras finally got light enough that they could move with them.
And I'm willing to bet it's entirely a Don Siegel thing where he's like, look, we're doing this today, as opposed to anything about westerns at the time or filmmaking at the time.
Yeah, I think that's just him. I saw it too, and it felt out of place in the western.
It felt weird, and the fact that it happened like 3 or 4 times throughout the movie, where almost it felt like he was creating sets just to be like, we need to have this scene
so that we can move through the scene,
right? And it was strange, but yeah,
as I said, there's other westerns like this.
The Gunfighter,
no, other westerns like this that is just old man at the very end, mopping up bucket list shit and boring me to tears just staring at this movie. It just, it feels like they looked at him and said, listen, you're too old to do all of the young man shit that we used to pretend you can do. So, but you're only good in westerns. Like, no one will believe you're a doctor. Can't be Dr. John Wayne or Grandpa John Wayne. Like, you have to be.
Essentially, they hadn't figured out the Liam Neesons yet.
Right.
Right. You kind of taken 5 times.
Right.
Yeah. I was upset that Jimmy Stewart wasn't a lawyer, like in Liberty Valance with John Wayne again. They turned him into a doctor. Yeah. I was upset at that.
You just can't do any of that.
They couldn't just make it a weird 30-year later sequel to Liberty Valance.
Nope. And so, these are the ones that I'll take a hard pass. I'm never watching this again. And it's not that, the thing is, it's not one of the really, because there are some westerns that are complete garbage, and they're western in name only. You're just like, this is just trash. It's not that bad, but there's no way at any point I'd have told anyone, go watch The Shoot. There's just a laundry list of better westerns that you can watch before you get to here. And by the time you get to here, I just tell you, just go, just start again.
Circle around.
Yeah, don't do this to yourself. But I'm glad that Douglas liked this, because now he thinks this is a good western. So as he sees better, he's just going to be amazed by what is left for him to see.
Is it weird that because of how this movie opens, I thought it might be an In the Valley of Violence movie? Because it opens the exact same way. The guy tries to rob Ethan Hawke and he just tells him, no, that's not happening.
If Red Dead Redemption 2 starts anyway other than this, I'm going to be upset though. I want him riding somewhere, someone tried to rob him.
Anyways, next week will be our final western.
Yeah, it will be our marathon. Final week. What
western of the marathon?
Yes.
In which we'll be talking about Robert Altman's 1971 film *Macabre and Miss Miller*. Mrs. Miller.
Macabre.
It is Macabre. But
the western will tell me how to pronounce it when I actually watch it.
Not once. It's somebody's name. It's Macabre. The word macabre that has an extra R in it has.
Say it.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Leave him. Look at him. Don't. It's too late. Years of English just blew past him. Let him stay.
Stay in Jamaica.
Beautiful Andrew. Jamaica.
Yes.
No, really? No, you tried to teach him about macabre? Really, no. 2016 is over. Let him be.